This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Rio de Janeiro is going to levy a new tax on tourists and use it to reimburse those tourists that are mugged while visiting. Trump, in an interview with Time magazine, seems to have softened his stance on Dreamers, the 800,000 who were given deferred protection by President Obama, having been brought to the country as children by their undocumented parents. The former CEO of the World Wrestling Federation, another billionaire, has been named by Trump to head the Small Business Administration. LeBron James declined to stay at the team hotel, the Trump Soho, when the team played in New York City recently, saying it was his personal preference. After the Orlando nightclub massacre and a string of other mass shootings, Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton & Garrison, Covington & Burlin, Arnold & Porter, and four other prominent law firms formed a coalition with gun control groups that until now have largely worked on their own. Together, the firms are committing tens of millions of dollars in free legal services from top corporate lawyers who typically bill clients $1,000 an hour or more. The nominee to run the Department of Labor is Andrew Putzer, rich chief executive of the company that operates Hardy and Carl Jr., who is an outspoken critic of the workers' protections enacted by the Obama administration. Putzer has opposed efforts to expand eligibility for overtime pay while arguing that large minimum wage increases lead to job loss. South Korea's parliament voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye after weeks of damaging disclosures and a corruption scandal that has all but paralyzed the government and produced the largest street protest in the nation's history. Chuck Jones, the head of Steelworkers Local Union at the Carrier plant, trying to keep its jobs from going to Mexico and leaving Indiana, is being cyberbullied by Donald Trump and his Twitter finger for having called the president-elect out for claiming he was saving more than 1,000 jobs, when more than 300 of that number were never going. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.